At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. Today, I'm honored to be joined by Gene Bowen and Tim Kramer from the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Gene and Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it is a pleasure. And just for our listeners out there, I met Gene and Tim at an event back in December, and they approached me and said, hey, we'd love to be on the podcast. And it's not too often that it's the opposite way. Usually it's me going out to find guests. For once, it's actually the opposite route. So I'm so glad the two of you are here, and you have a very important topic to discuss today. So I don't want to take any more time, and we'll get into it. But to start off here, what is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program?
It's called VITA, and it is it came about in 1975, somewhere in around there. It was by an act of Congress that they did the VITA program to help low-income families file their tax returns, was the purpose of it. So it has evolved since the mid-1970s.
Now, how long has your office been helping to assist with this program?
Our office has been helping for 14 years. I've been involved for the last 12.
Okay. And so let's get into it. How does this program help, and how can people take advantage of it?
Okay, so this program provides free tax returns to individuals and families that make $50,000 or less per household. And we can do sort of easy returns, anything that doesn't have depreciation, those kinds of things. So we won't do a landlord's return. You're self-employed and your gross receipts are over $50,000. We won't do your return. Things like that.
Okay. Now, is there a cutoff point for a family? Does it have to be so many in the household? Are there, guidelines that say if I need to come, what do I need to know if I meet the qualifications?
Correct. When you call to make an appointment, we are going to screen to see what type of return you have and whether you need a basic preparer or an advanced preparer. So we have preparers that are different levels also.
So, oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. What is the difference between the two?
Basic preparers can do a basic tax return. They they're not going to get into some of the self-employment things. They're not going to get into some of the credits that require a little more work. So the advanced topics are, we have lots of people, most of our preparers are at the advanced level. So the majority of our preparers can do any return. The students that we get from Slippery Rock and BC3, they usually start out at the basic level. And after doing returns for 2 or 3 weeks, they want to get into the harder returns and learn more. So they go back and do the advanced testing. So we are all IRS certified through testing. And we do conduct classes before we start tax season. So there's training and there's certification.
And you have a good amount of preparers, correct? Because this is a volunteer program that you have to have people in place in order to help those in need.
Correct. And I'll let Tim tell you about our volunteers.
All right. So we have, with our volunteers, we have 17 students from SRU, one from BC3 and one from Geneva College this year. And then we have about another 20 or so other volunteers that are either retired or they just come and volunteer after their normal job.
Tim, do you go out and recruit these volunteers, or is it just word of mouth? Like, hey, this is a great program. And, people in the past that have done it just, continue to be, your ambassador for this program.
Yeah, so a lot of our volunteers just come either word of mouth. I mean, we do some recruiting, but a lot of it is our current volunteers do most of our recruiting for us. You know, they love volunteering, they love the program and see what it does for the community. So luckily for us, we don't have to do a whole lot of recruiting. The volunteers kind of come to us.
Say, you know, one of our listeners or, you know, maybe a parent is listening to this and they know their student might be interested in signing up to be a volunteer. Might not be for this year because of everything that's needed, but say in 2023, you know, are you always looking to get people on board early enough to start the process?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we're going to try to maybe reach out next year and try to, before we never really hit the high schools, so to speak, like maybe the seniors that are going to transition into college. So I think that's going to be our plan next year, is to kind of go that route a little bit more and then try to even hit the colleges up a little bit more and try to get the younger crowd.
Is there a certain skill set that someone would need, you know, because it sounds a little daunting to have to prepare, you know, income tax, but is there something that might ease someone of like, hey, you don't necessarily have to be an accountant to do this?
Yeah. A lot of our volunteers aren't accountants at all. There's normal, regular people. As long as they get through our training, and like I said, me and Gene, we have multiple trainings throughout the year. And I think we do a fantastic job, and the IRS sends out awesome material, awesome training material that helps us. I think pretty much anyone, as long as you're able to learn and willing to learn and willing to put the time in, you can pretty much do VITA.
We have a base of volunteers that are terrific. That there's probably at least 10 or 11 that have been with me all 12 years.
That's incredible. And
they give up a lot of time to do this. So,
and what's an average, you know, return take, you know, a volunteer? Is it a couple hours, a day?
It usually takes anywhere from like 30 minutes to an hour, maybe a little bit more, but normally that's our normal prepared time. But we also review every return before it's ever submitted.
Okay.
Every return gets reviewed, and then we go over with the taxpayer before we ever submit a return. So actually, you know, two separate pairs of eyes other than the preparer that look at that return.
That makes complete sense. And with that, you know, we were talking before we started recording here today that, you know, your group files a good many. How many on a normal year would you say that you file for people?
Well, prior to COVID, we were filing over 2,300 returns. During COVID last year, we filed 1,986 returns. So quite a bit.
Which is absolutely amazing. And kudos to, you know, your team and everyone that's preparing these, because that's a lot of people who might not have filed their taxes or would have had to find, you know, some other means in order to do so.
Correct. Normally, you know, some of the returns we've done, people have said, oh, thank you so much. Last year, I paid $300 to get my return done. So, yeah, it's saving them money for, you know, other, their utilities or, you know, things that might not get paid, their rent.
Let's get into, you know, some of these things that I know might be a little bit of a hot topic this year, especially with, you know, some of the new changes to taxes. You know, there were some tax credits given out in 2021. You know, I myself don't know everything, and I'm pretty sure that I'm learning as we go through this episode alone. But let's start with the earned income tax credits. What do people need to know?
Okay, so with the earned income tax credit, it actually started back in 1964 to help low-income families. So it's been going on for a long time without any changes until 21. It used to be from 25 to 65, and you had to work to get this credit. You still have to work, but they now have made it from 19, and there is no end age because people are working longer into their 70s, some people even into their 80s. So those people will now qualify for the earned income tax credit. So it is, there's no end age on it. The only requirement is that you do have to work and you have to be in the income guidelines.
What are those guidelines just for, those listening?
Well, the guidelines are different for people that do not have children versus people that do have children. So the guideline ends at about $58,000, almost $59,000.
Okay. That once again, I'm learning here, so I'm just trying to ask the easy questions.
That's fine. I'm always talking about VITA, so
no worries. 2021, we also saw tax credits given out to children, starting in the summer, and I believe they ended here at the end of 2021. Does that impact the tax returns for this year?
It does. You got an advanced child tax credit if you were registered, or if you took it last year even. You started getting an advanced child tax credit unless you opted out of it. But and that's exactly what it means, advanced against your credit. So if you're used to getting this child tax credit at full force, your refund may be less because you got it in advance.
Wow.
And that's what we really need our listeners to know, that when we tell you your refund, it may be less than what you're used to because you got that money up front.
Will that throw people into a different tax bracket because they received that money earlier? Does that not impact your income?
It does not impact your income. These credits are not like you don't have to take them as income the next year, following year, or what have you. So, no, it's not impacting your income.
Are there common mistakes or errors that people make when filing that we might not be aware of?
The most common error, believe it or not, is people put the wrong Social Security number in.
Wow.
That is the biggest, when they list the common errors, that is the first thing they list. And normally it's not your personal one, but maybe your spouse's or your children, those are the ones that get put in wrong.
Is there anything that we can try to do better at making sure of that? Because I'm guessing that's going to get a delay or you're getting information sent back to correct this.
Well, what happens is your return gets rejected.
I had no idea.
So in an order to prevent that with VITA, we make you give us a Social Security card for everyone on your return or a prior year's tax return that has went through.
Well, and there we go. What do people need to bring with them? Because that leads right out the gate. And I'm guessing that goes through when, you're on the phone talking with people before they come in. But that's something I never would have even known to bring with me to do my tax return.
Well, I'm going to let Tim, since I'm doing all the talking, talk some.
Yeah. So whenever they come and drop off their returns, they need a photo ID and a Social Security card copy of. They'll have to have their birth dates for everybody that's claimed on the return, all their W-2s, 1099 forms, anything that pretty much says important tax information on it. And then also for this year, they will need to bring letter 6475, which is the economic impact payment number 3, which is basically the third stimulus payment we got.
Okay.
And then for the advanced child tax credit, if they did decide to go with getting the advanced child tax credit, they're going to have to bring letter 6419.
And I'm guessing all this information, you give everyone that you talk to ahead of time, but for those, this might be the first time they've heard of your program and didn't realize it was out there. So, getting that information has to be critical.
Yeah. So whenever they call in, we basically give them all this information, what they're going to need to bring. But we also, when we're mailing out the envelopes and forms that they need to fill out, there's also a reminder of everything they need to bring.
Perfect. Tim, for you, you know, with those stimulus checks and the tax credits, is that making things a little more difficult for your volunteers?
Last year it did for sure. But not so much this year. It's not as bad. The software pretty much takes care of any guesswork. The hardest part is just making sure people bring the right paperwork in so we can input the information correctly.
All right. One of the last questions that I have for the two of you is, I know that parents need childcare, especially, you know, if both parents or, you know, only one parent is of the household. Is there a tax credit or anything that they get for this? And if so, is it something that we need to make sure that they have the paperwork when bringing to fill out their taxes?
Yes, there is a child and dependent care, and it is, the limits have went up on it, and the amount you can get for that has went up also for the pandemic years. So what you need to get that credit is you need probably the bill from the child care place detailing their name, their address, their phone number, and how much you spent, because, and their employer identification number. If it's an individual, we need to name their address, their phone number, and their social security number. So if you're claiming that, they also have to claim it on their tax return if it's an individual. So just keep that in mind. And that information goes right on the form. We can't bypass that information.
Well, that's critical information, and I hope people take that and rewind it and listen to it again, because that's something we don't want to have get screwed up.
Correct.
Anything else that the two of you would like to share with us today? Because I know taxes for me are one of those most stressful times of year, so I want to make sure I don't screw anything up. Make sure that if I owe anything, it gets sent, or if not, my return comes back on time.
There is another avenue to doing your taxes for free and getting your state for free. It's called myfreetaxes.com. And it has higher limits than us. I believe for this year is $72,000, and you can get your tax return done if you make less than that.
Wow. I didn't realize that these resources were out there.
They are.
Is there,
so again, that's myfreetaxes.com.
Is there anything that might cause people to raise an eyebrow of if this is safe? If not, is it an IRS regulated website?
It is. It is. Anybody that is on there to do taxes is regulated by the IRS. They screen them. They make sure that. So what happens is when you go to one of those sites, you're getting sent to a software site, either Intuit or H&R Block. It is their software sites. And so, yeah, they have to submit a security plan to the IRS to make sure that everything is protected.
Well, you just gave me a new resource that I'm going to look into this year, because I know when filing, I get my federal is free, but I got to pay for my state.
Well, this will take care of both the federal and state for free.
Well,
as long as you don't have a complicated state where you're doing maybe a sale of a house or something, they're not going to do that for free. But
good to know. Tim, anything on your end that we might have missed today?
Honestly, no, there's nothing I can really think of this year. We hit all the changes for this year. So I think as far as I go, I think I'm good.
Perfect. Well, Jay and Tim, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll list your contact information in the notes of the show. I have the website for people to check out, and also the myfreetaxes.com. And I want you both to know you're always welcome back to do future episodes. So please just let me know. And we look forward to you helping to serve those in our community during this time of year. And thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.